As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today. I want to welcome you to the Engineer Your Success podcast. My name is Dr. James Bryant, your host and your guide. I'm here to help you design and live a life where you are winning at work and at home. And I hope that you are having a great week. Before we get started in today's episode, here is a personal invitation to the next Engineer Your Success on-ramp. The next session is scheduled for Tuesday, May 21st from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and we'll be focusing on proven strategies to dominate your career and your home life. You can use the link in the show notes to register for this complimentary event. Remember, space is limited, so you do not want to wait. Today, we're going to be talking about a concept that I don't think I've ever talked about on this podcast, and that's borrowing. So let me set the stage for you. Do you ever feel like self-doubt is holding you back from reaching your full potential as a leader? Do you find yourself questioning your ability, second-guessing your decisions, or struggling to maintain confidence in the face of challenges? If you're nodding your head right now, then I want you to know this. You are not alone. It is a fact that high-achieving professionals just like you often put immense pressure on themselves to excel, to have all the answers, and to project an image of unwavering confidence. But the truth is, even the most successful leaders face moments of uncertainty and self-doubt. Here's the key. It's learning to navigate through those moments to find the resilience to keep moving forward. I know this firsthand, how overwhelming it can feel when you're drowning in self-doubt. You might be thinking, I don't have what it takes to overcome this challenge, or I've tried to stay positive, but it's just not working. Maybe you're even feeling stuck right now, unsure of how to move forward, or you're questioning whether you're even cut out for this leadership role. These thoughts, these feelings, they can take a toll on your motivation, on your decision-making capacity, and even your ability to communicate your vision effectively. You might find yourself procrastinating on important tasks, avoiding risk, or struggling to maintain the healthy work-life balance, that dynamic balance that you're looking for. There are even times when you have the feeling that you do not deserve success. Listen, here's the thing. You're not defined by your doubts. You have the power within you to overcome these challenges and achieve the success that you deserve. And today, I'm going to share with you this concept of borrowing belief that has the potential to transform the way that you view your abilities and your capabilities. So in thinking about this concept, it really allows you to tap into an external source of confidence and motivation when your own belief is not there, by learning to see yourself through the lens of someone who wholeheartedly believes in your potential, you have the power and ability to access a reservoir of strength and resilience that will help you push through those tough challenges. I want to set the stage for you as to how this topic came up in the conversations that I've been having. So I want you to picture this. I'm sitting in a nice coffee shop, talking to one of my close friends. We've been friends for over 20 years. So you got the aroma of the coffee is filling the air. You can hear the other conversations in the background. And we're having this conversation just talking about personal and professional challenges. And so my friend leans in, his eyes are really filled with curiosity. And I begin to share my general thoughts just on the impact that our words have on our reality. And that is that our thoughts, words, and actions are all intricately connected or interconnected. Each one influences the other in this cycle, in that the words we speak to ourselves, whether out loud or in those quiet moments in our mind,
have the power to shape our beliefs. And ultimately, that is really is reflected in our actions. And so we're constantly hearing a critical inner voice. It can chip away at our self-confidence, holding us back from reaching our full potential. So I can recall just different times when I'm facing challenges at work, doubting my ability to lead my team through a difficult project. And I can really remember feeling this way when I was going to start my company. You hear this self-thought or this self-critical thoughts. And I remember a moment when my youngest son was really upset about not passing a test at school. So he was mentally beating himself up. It broke my heart to see him struggling, not just with the grades, but with how he was treating himself. I asked him what was wrong, and he told me that he did not do well on the test and that he was stupid, he was dumb, and that he could never pass. Instead of telling him that those things weren't true, I asked him a question. So I said, tell me, what would you tell Nick, who was his best friend at the time? So my son stopped. He started thinking. He actually took so long to think that I thought something was wrong or that he didn't hear me. When he finally answered, he said, Dad, I would tell Nick that everything was going to be okay, that he could study and be ready for the next test, and that him beating himself up won't help him improve his grades. Then I asked him, what would it look like if you gave yourself that same advice? He looked at me. He started smiling and simply said, thanks, Dad. So thinking about this experience that I had with my son, I asked my friend, what if we actively sought out and embrace affirming words, those words that build us up, instead of allowing this inner critic to go unchallenged? So we talked about positive affirmations that could counteract the negative self-talk. And if you haven't heard or aren't familiar with positive affirmations, I'm going to give a brief overview of that and then connect that to the story about the borrowing the belief. But positive affirmations are statements or phrases that individuals repeat to themselves to promote positive thinking. It helps them boost their self-confidence and it challenges that negative self-talk. So these affirmations are designed to reshape thought patterns and beliefs by focusing on strengths, abilities, and desired outcomes. Some of the key characteristics of positive affirmations include, one, they're present tense. So affirmations are typically phrased in the present tense as if the desired state or outcome is already true. This helps the mind to internalize the message more effectively. Point number two is that it's positive language. So affirmations focus on what the individual wants to achieve or embody, rather than what they want to avoid or eliminate. So this positive framing helps to create a more optimistic and motivated mindset. Number three is those affirmations are personal and specific. Effective affirmations are tailored to the individual's unique goals, values, and challenges. They often incorporate the quote unquote I statements to emphasize personal ownership and commitment. Number four is that those positive affirmations are concise and memorable. Affirmations are usually short, clear, and easy to remember, making them more likely to be repeated and integrated into your daily life. So here are some examples of positive affirmations. I am capable of overcoming any challenge that comes my way. I trust in my abilities and make wise decisions. I am deserving of love, respect, and success. I choose to focus on the positive aspects of my life and cultivate gratitude. So the purpose of positive affirmations is to counteract that negative self-talk we were mentioning earlier, as well as the limiting beliefs that often hold people back from reaching their full potential. When you consistently repeat these empowering statements, you can gradually reshape your thought patterns. You can boost your self-esteem and develop a more resilient and growth-oriented mindset. It's important to note that while positive affirmations can be a powerful tool for personal growth, they're most effective when they are combined with consistent action and a willingness to confront and overcome challenges. Your thoughts, words, and actions have to be aligned. Affirmations should serve as a support system for personal development. Affirmations are not and should not be used as a substitute for actively pursuing your goals. So, with that thought in mind, my friend and I, we were having this conversation. And so we talked about that and he furrowed his face. He was showing some real concern. And he says, I understand this in theory, and it makes a lot of sense. But what happens when you intellectually agree with something, but that you struggle to believe them on the inside? You struggle to believe that emotionally or on a deeper inner level. And so he went on to express his lack of belief when it comes to believing in itself. And so I leaned forward and I told my friend of 20 plus years this, and I looked him in the eyes and I said, listen, I want you to borrow the belief that I have in you. I explained that when we're dealing with self-doubt, it can be incredibly empowering to view ourselves through the lens of someone who wholeheartedly believes in our potential. By temporarily adopting their perspective, we can access a source of motivation and confidence that may otherwise feel absolutely out of reach. When we're struggling to believe in ourselves, we can lean on the unwavering faith that others have in us. We can borrow their belief, using it as a catalyst to propel us forward, even in the face of our own doubts. This whole concept of borrowing belief is very similar to what we do in math. We've all learned how to do this. So think about when you're doing a double-digit calculation, subtraction, where you're involving a smaller number that's trying to subtract a bigger number. In such cases, we borrow from the adjacent column using what is available to give us what we need to actually conduct that operation. It is absolutely the same. So at its core, borrow belief leverages the power of social influence and positive reinforcement to help individuals overcome self-doubt and build resilience. This concept is really rooted in Albert Bandura's social learning theory, which suggests that people can learn by observing and imitating others. I think we do this a lot anyway, but we do it on the negative side, where we internalize and we imitate the negative things that people believe about us. And sometimes we may find it that we fall into that without even knowing it. But you can also use the concept to imitate and believe those people that really believe in us, that have confidence in our ability to succeed, that really have confidence in our ability to overcome any challenge. So in essence, borrow belief really allows us to see ourselves through the eyes of those who believe in us. And that provides a powerful source of support and encouragement when we need it most. Listen, I'm going to wrap up today's episode, but I do want you to remember that you have the power within you to overcome self-doubt. So if you're struggling with this, you can absolutely do it. And you can achieve the success that you deserve. If you've been struggling, you can embrace this concept of borrow belief. Surround yourself with those who see your potential and allow their faith in you to spark that self-confidence, to spark your continued growth towards success. I do want to talk about this because there may be some questions that have come to mind just as you're doing your personal reflections. Perhaps you're wondering how to apply this concept of borrow belief in your own life, or you're just curious about strategies for building a supportive network of mentors and allies. So I want to dive deeper into some of these questions and provide you with some guidance and insights in order to put this whole concept of borrow belief into action. So next week, we're going to be spending some time addressing some of the common or the most common questions and concerns related to this concept, and looking forward to answering those questions. I also have an invitation to you that if you have a question or a specific challenge that you are facing that you would like to be addressed in that upcoming episode, you can send me an email at james@engineeryoursuccessnow.com. That's james@engineeryoursuccessnow.com. Or you can use the link in the show notes. I'm going to be selecting these questions to focus them on next week's show, but also in future shows as well. Again, because the whole point is to get those questions, provide practical strategies through these examples and these questions so that you can implement this into your everyday life. I want you to remember that you are capable, you are worthy, and you have the power to create the success that you envision. Embrace the journey, lean on the support of others, and never forget the incredible potential that lies within you. I'm going to end this episode like I end every podcast episode, and as this, many people know what to do, fewer people know how to do it, and there's a select group of people that actually follow through, do it. and are able to live the life of their dreams. It is my desire for you to be part of that select few. This is Dr. James Bryant, your guide for winning at work and at home. I want you to have a great week. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.